Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, truckers? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're just kicking back here. I'm trying to get on YouTube, but I forgot that you have to sign back in on the Zoom when you turn the computer off. So if I can get this going here. Didn't seem to want to. There we go. And that should be it, but it's not coming up. Oh, well. Oh, you know what? I bet you. Let's see here. Well, I thought that might have done it. I guess I should have wrote that password down. Oh, man. But anyway, what I was going to look for here was, well, if you guys don't know already, the truck show is in town, or the truck show is in Iowa at the Iowa 80. It's today. It started already. People are out there walking around, having a good time. We got some redneck and ass folks walking out by there, out and about, you know, say hello. And, see here. California law, man, I tell you what, it is just coming around. That's doing nothing. It says work stoppage Wednesday. This is so funny to me. If you're going to stop, stop. Go ahead. I want to get online and get on YouTube right now and say that. I thought, man, let's see if there is a does Oakland. The only thing I can think of is it fits. Man. Well, that was easy.
Recording in progress.
It says check the audio device because the audio is working. Shouldn't have to deal with that. And over here.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Song that just make you jam right there. Get through the week. The week is almost over, but right now everybody's having a blast over at the truck show in the Louisville, what am I talking about, Walcott, Iowa, Iowa 80 truck show. Truckers Jamboree is going on right now, and people out there walking about. I already talked to a couple of people today that were out there enjoying the show, and I wish I was there. I probably will be there next year for sure, because I'm not gonna want to miss that again. And since we're doing so good on here on the podcast radio show, Redneck and I's Radio Live here, that, you know, we're just trying to make this a thing where we can get to the truck shows and talk to everybody and do our shows from the truck shows. So looking forward to doing that. So get with what you got going on and see, just checking on the trucking news. That's what we're doing, checking out what we talk about. And we can do that here at Redneck and I's Radio. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. You can call in here, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. And I wanted to give an update on a big news story. Let's see here. Let's bring it back. Come on now. There we go. Stop sharing. Start video. Boom, there we are. Appreciate everybody joining along and having a good time with us. This Thursday, it's July 14th. Half of the month's gone already, so we're ready to go. But I want to give everybody an update on what's going on in the news. And the big thing is that they're out there in California, they're still having trouble over that AB5 law, where it's pretty much going to end the owner-operator. And guess what? Up there in Oakland, California, they're planning on a protest. And this just struck me funny. And you know, if Greg was here, in fact, I'll go ahead and shoot him a message and see if he's out and about. He might be working. But he'd agree with me. Now, why does it keep popping up on that? He would agree with me. So here's the thing. Truckers plan a L.A. Long Beach work stoppage Wednesday to protest AB5. So Oakland truckers vow a similar protest Monday against independent contractor law. Okay, if you're such a badass and you want to stick it to them, go home. Go home. Leave. Don't come back. Just go. They will change the law. But one day, they don't care. You know, look at that whole stoppage deal on the whole thing. You know? They don't care. Just go home now. Turn the keys off now. Shut it down now. Don't plan, because now they can plan for it. Now you say, we're going to plan for it. They can plan for it. They don't care. Stop it. Go do you. As a truck driver, you can go do something else. you know, if this is big, if this is really going to be affecting your job as hauling out of the docks, those terminals where they bring in the shipping containers, then go do something else. Leave the state. You can still live in the state and go work. You know, just go do something else or go home. But stop doing what you're doing and force them to adjust to that. But just if you want to just go leave, stop it. Stop this. Oh, we're going to protest. Okay, come. I bet you come Wednesday, you won't even hear a peep. Nobody will hear nothing. And that's just what I got to say about it. Now let me get back here. Helen. I saw that pop up. I mean, you know, they've been talking about, you know, this is going to be a problem. People don't like it. It's what they're going to do. And then we saw, you know, that experts say this is going to change the whole dynamic of what's going on out there in California with all the new, all the owner operators hauling out of their shipping yards and all that. Now we get an article that is making the waves. And never heard a peep out of it. Actually, this might have even been for yesterday, because this came out on Tuesday. That's even worse. So now the article's hadn't been noticed. I Google it and see, and you come up with stuff, different things, right? And it gives you a list. I sent a message to Greg to let him know I was on, and to let him know that, you know, what I'm talking about and all that. And I said, they're just a bunch of pansies. That's what I put on there. And it's, I mean, this was in, I mean, it came out on the 12th, which was Tuesday. And that's not right. No, this one, Freight Waves. Yeah, Freight Waves, and it came out Tuesday, July 12th. Truckers plan an L.A. Long Beach work stoppage Wednesday to protest AB5. Oakland truckers vow similar protest Monday against independent contractor law. Some California truckers who move containers in and out of the marine terminals at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach say they are planning to participate in a work stoppage Wednesday to protest a controversial law, AB5, that seeks to limit the use of independent contractors and largely classify them as employee drivers. On June 28th, that's the Supreme Court did all this and is returning the case to the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. Because one owner-operator who plans to participate in the port protest says he doesn't want to become an employee driver, preferring to remain an independent contractor. During the pandemic, we were too busy being essential to realize that we were about to be screwed by AB5. The California trucker who didn't want to be named for fear of retaliation told Freight Waves. Reimer, manager of the Southern California-based FHE Express, says many of the 75 owner-operators his company uses to move freight to and from the ports in Southern California plan to participate in Wednesday's protest. Okay, and let me tell you, they have not specified whether or not it was going to be on July 13th or next week or whatever. And I'll just tell you, nothing happened. I mean, I didn't hear nothing about it. There ain't nothing in the news about it happening and what they did. Nobody cares. And this, it says here, Oakland truckers planned a Monday protest, which is, okay, so that's coming up. So that hasn't happened yet. It says, to the north, multiple trucking companies hauling containers in and out of the port of Oakland have been notified by owner-operators that they are planning a work stoppage on Monday. Okay? And this is what I'll say, and Greg will concur with me. Shut down now. Go home now. If you think if you're such a badass, just go, leave, go. I mean, if you're an owner operator, you can afford to, right? Here's Greg. He's got. I knew he'd jump in here. What do you think, Greg?
Well, you know, I just caught the tail end of it because I was talking to Tiff because hey, you're going to have to excuse me tonight because I'm pissed off. As usual, but worse than ever tonight because now that I got back into General Freight, I'm hearing these guys bitch and complain and bark and whine and cry, woe is me, poor me, about the freight rates. Well, you know what? I'm seeing it now. And I've been up my ass in alligators all day, you know, putting fires out with gasoline, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But, yeah, them guys out there, they talk a lot of shit. You
yep.
know, well, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to protest, and then we're going to do this. Hell, it burns my ass. They went down there to D.C. A trucker's convoy went down to D.C. They
yeah.
wouldn't let the trucks nowhere near that capital.
Right,
because they're going to start a riot down there. They're going to cause all kind of problems. But there was nothing. They wouldn't let us down there nowhere near that place with a truck. But you got these, you know, pro-abortion people down there, and you got that place was flooded with people down there raising holy hell. And they got their permit. What nothing said about it. Oh, they're just it's just a peaceful protest.
Yeah.
I don't know one time that the trucks ever got out of hand. All right, now them guys out there, they're going to talk. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. Sorry, these truck drivers anymore are a bunch of candy asses.
There
Point
you go.
Blank. I'll say it. Call it what it is. None of them have a backbone. They do exactly what they're told to do when they're told to do it. Now,
I mean,
it's just like Tiff and I got into it with my company today, and I'll call them out by name, Bennett Group, all right, which I'm on the Ace Doran side of it, all right, in the band division. And I'll call it out for what it is
mm-hmm.
because I caught their ass today. Well, I seen it was happening, and I told Tiff, they're talking about rates and stuff and money and everything and how much they're screwing us, the brokers and everything screwing you. No, it ain't just the brokers screwing you guys. If you really get down and put a pen and paper, you know, pencil and paper to a lot of these loads, you'll find out, and I don't care what company it is, there might be some out there that's good. I'm not going to put them all in the same basket because there is a few companies out there that might be good. But I'll say the majority of 90% of them is out there screwing their own drivers and their own
right.
their own people, their own owner operators.
Yeah.
Because I caught these guys today I seen it here a couple 3 weeks ago right after I saw it. I said, okay, they give you a load and they tell you what the gross is on it. Well, then you take the gross and they'll say, well, the gross is say $1,500, and then it's got.
Okay.
It pays $400 and some in fuel surcharge.
Right.
Okay, so you're thinking, all right, $1,500 and $400 and some fuel surcharge. That's $1,900, almost $2,000. All right, the load might go 450, 500 mile. Oh, okay. That's not terrible. Until you get the load, and they send the load to you, and when you start breaking it down, then you find out that they took that $1,500. All right, and that fuel surcharge, they take the $1,500 gross, the gross, then they pull the fuel surcharge off of the gross, then they take their percentage
what's
off
left.
Of that, off what's left, and that's what it pays the truck is the balance after the fuel surcharge and after their money.
Right.
I took one day before yesterday. I hauled a load down. While I left the house, I come over to where the hell was it? Up there in Ohio. Anyhow, I come over and loaded. Then I went to Westchester, Ohio, and they told me it was a TQL load. I'm going to start calling names tonight because I'm mad. All right, it was total quality. I picked this load up for them. All right, said it was supposed to be $1,400 to go to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
All right. I get over it was 40,000 pounds. So you load over there. It was over around Massillon, Ohio, is where I loaded. So I loaded it over there. Then they want to track you. They want this. They want that. I loaded 40,000 over there. Went to Westchester. They told me there's a stop off in Westchester, Ohio, down by Cincinnati. Okay. I get down there. They take the whole load off. Now, what is a stop off? Usually you take a little bit off or some off there at your stop off, and then you proceed on down with your trip, right?
Yeah.
No. No, they unloaded the whole 40,000. They unloaded the whole truck at Westchester.
Okay.
And then turned around and put a whole another load back on me, 43,000. And then I went to Bowling Green with it. So now them assholes go and get two loads hauled for $1,400. And my dumb ass didn't catch it right away until I got to think. I said, wait a minute. How does that work? I asked dispatch. I said, you said it had a stop off. Yeah, they said there was a stop off on it that they might take, you know, a couple rolls off or whatever, some of it off, and then put another piece or so on and then go on down. I said, no. They unloaded the whole damn truck and then loaded it again with different product and sent it on down because it was all the same company, at different locations. I said, that won't happen again. And then I broke that load down. Me and Tiff said to put pencil, and everything was taken off of it. That son of a bitch and load paid me 77 cents a mile.
Yeah.
From Massillon, from the home, it was 54 mile over there to load the load. And he said, well, yeah, the deadhead. I said, bullshit. Deadhead my ass. It's got to go in. It's got to be factored in somewhere. Your deadhead's got to be factored in somewhere because it's still miles run. It's still fuel burn. A hill's a hill and a mile's a mile.
And,
you know,
but,
so that's,
I mean,
that's what they're doing.
What we know is that they put two short loads together to make one long load so that they can lower the rate, because they know that if it's a shorter trip, that it's going to be a higher rate. That's why short trips pay more, because they're shorter. So they just automatically just said, you know, we'll just make it longer that way, and then add the stop, and we don't have to pay that much. We can pay a lower rate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did, Ed. Now, that just goes to show how stupid these drivers are. Now, dumb? Yeah, I was too, to a certain point, because I've been in that expedition. I got spoiled. But then when I went back to General Freight, and I hear everybody crying and whining about how bad General Freight is and how bad they're getting screwed and everything. They're getting screwed because they're letting them get screwed because they're doing it. But if you sit down and put pencil and paper to it, there ain't a damn truck out here that should be running for less than $3 a mile, plus fuel.
Exactly.
As high as the fuel, well, everybody said, oh, now fuel's coming down. I see them for $5.19. Bullshit, it's still too high. It should be back down to about $3.
Yeah, don't say the fuel's down until it's down.
Yeah. So that's where the problem's going. So, no, I don't want to hear them crying and whining about how bad they're getting screwed. No, they're screwing yourself. Because if you would sit and put, you know, run your numbers, you know, you hear Kevin talk about it. You hear, as bad as I dislike them. I've heard a lot of people say, if you don't know, you know, your cost per mile, what it takes to run that truck, you don't need to be in business.
That's it.
And cost per mile, it ain't there. Now, them guys out in California crying and whining, and what? I'm getting tired of hearing that. Well, we're going to have a protest. We're going to have a slow roll. We're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Them candy asses ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
I hear that same shit every year. Year in and year out, all summer long, they're going to do that. And nothing ever happens. They blow smoke up their ass, and, things is going to change. Yeah,
yep.
You remember a year or so ago, last summer or whatever it was, or year before, maybe they went to D.C. Taylor and all of them, they all went to D.C., man. They met with them down there. They blew smoke up their ass because of broker transparency. They wanted more broker transparency. Yeah, they're going to check into it. They're going to do this, do that. Where to get them? They ain't get them a damn place. It's the same way as it ever was.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing changed,
nothing.
And nothing going to change.
Nothing. Yeah,
now,
nothing.
I'm done. I'm done with my rant, Ed. But, you know, it's like either put up or shut up.
Yeah.
Either go home and turn the damn trucks off, going out here, slowing down, blocking traffic, talking about protests, convoying all over the damn place, pissing everybody off. That ain't doing it. You want to hurt them, take your shit home, back it in your driveway or wherever you park it, turn the key off, take your shit home, sit there and watch TV, and let the bastards starve for a couple days. And if there ain't no trucks running and you can't get their, you can't get their shit, then you'll see the rates start coming up, and you'll see that you'll start getting a little bit of respect.
Yep.
But until then, they're not going to do anything. Because we have blown smoke, and I say we because I include myself, because I'm only one person, and one person can't change the world. But everybody groups together and everybody does it, then nothing's going to change. And then you hear these guys, well, I can't do that. They'll fire me. Or I can't do that. I got bills to pay. You can't afford not to. Because before long, you're going to be bankrupt anyhow. You still ain't going to be able to feed your family. You're still not going to have a job because they're going to close the damn doors because they can't keep operating at a dollar a mile, $1.50 a mile. You can't do it with the fuel. It can't happen.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn who wants to disagree.
Yeah, this one trucker they interviewed said that he's going to participate in the shutdown come – now, here's the other thing, too. They said it's going to be on Wednesday. Well, this article was released Tuesday. So did this protest already happen in L.A., Long Beach? We don't know. I mean, I guess that's what they're saying. And this one driver, he says, well, one owner-operator who plans to participate in the port protest says he doesn't want to become an employee, preferring to remain an independent contractor. And he also didn't want to be named for fear of retaliation. Well, as soon as you don't show up for the protest, then they're going to retaliate.
You know, nobody can make you work. If you want to go home, go home. There ain't nobody can force you to work. It's still a free country for the time being.
And that, supposedly, that's the benefit of being an independent contractor, was that you can do what you want to do. And here they are, you know, I can't do this. They'll fire me. I said, well, then you're an employee, okay? If you can't do certain things because you're afraid to get fired, that's an employee. Might as well just be called an employee. You know, I mean, let's just, you know, I mean, they say they want to be independent contractors. There's got to be something that they're doing, like, you know, as far as they're be able to. I don't know. I just don't know. Some of them do things different ways. I don't know, but. You know.
Well, I'll probably be bankrupt here in about 2 weeks because starting Saturday or Monday, whichever, which she says she starts Saturday, I got a new dispatcher. I got a new dispatcher come Saturday. Her name's Tiffany, all right? Now, you know her attitude toward trucking anyhow. It's like me. So, let's see how that happens because her and these brokers bumping heads. Yeah, I figured you'd have to do that shit.
Man, I'm just kind of looking at the computer, and just it starts changing. All these little buttons start lighting up, and I'm like, what is this?
You know what sucks? Yeah, what sucks, you don't even have to. She can put herself in there. That's what makes it bad. So them brokers think they got it now. Wait till she starts on her ass, too.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't give a damn. I'm not going to run around for $1.60. Another load we did, $1.65 a mile when it broke down. No, there ain't no way.
Yep.
Want to go to Jersey?
Do what?
I said, you want to go to Jersey?
There's something wrong with your phone. I don't understand what you're saying.
I know.
All right. Now it's better. So you quit talking about that. It straightened up. I don't know.
I know, right?
But
that kid was decent money, so shouldn't I ask?
It don't pay enough to go to Jersey, not with all the tolls and stuff.
This is true, but
hey, you want another dispatcher? I'll dispatch you too, Greg.
For God's sake. My day just keeps getting worse and worse. You're supposed to be home. What the hell are you doing out here?
Why you got to be so mean?
Why you got to be so mean?
No, I'm about 50 miles away from where I parked my truck.
Oh.
That's good. About time you get home.
Hey, did you see that picture he put on her head? A garbage truck hauling a garbage truck?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Wasn't that a good picture? A garbage truck hauling a garbage truck.
Hold on.
That's a precious picture.
Oh, Lordy.
You
can even be miles and miles away from him, and he still has to get on your case.
Yeah,
it don't matter if I'm right next to him or if I'm across the country.
I know, right?
Hey,
you just need to keep him away from the house.
I'm going to tell you all something. I told Tiff the other day, one of these days I ain't going to be here, and you guys are going to miss me because you ain't going to have nobody to screw with.
No,
well, I'm showing everybody on YouTube the garbage truck pulled in the garbage truck.
What's that?
I said, I'm showing everybody on YouTube what you were referencing to, the garbage truck hauling the garbage truck.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Garbage truck hauling a garbage truck.
Yep, the sucker barely fit.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, I have about, I would say about 3 inches in between between my neck and the front bumper.
I'm seeing with these freight rates out here, every truck out here is a garbage truck right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of garbage trucks, that's all I got on now, a little scrap bill paper. Whoopee-doo.
That's what this reminds me of when we were in Saudi Arabia and the guy needed to get an aircraft refueler repainted. And this guy doing all the repainting, he was at this little shop in like downtown Dahran there, and he's just like, you know, yeah, bring them all, I'll paint them, you know, and he's got this whole crew like 20 guys in there painting and everything, and he's like, yeah, I got this big refueler, I got to bring it down here, and it's a big vehicle, and he goes, oh yeah, no problem, and I was with him, I said, dude, that refueler ain't gonna fit through the door to get in here, it's too big, it's not gonna make the turn, and he told the guy that, and the guy's like, oh, there's no problem, we make it fit.
Yeah.
How do you make it fit? Oh man, good stuff.
Oh God. Yep. I don't know. I'm thinking about taking my truck home, parking it, and going to work for Avery.
You can do that too.
Maybe I need to start driving for Avery. At least I get a paycheck at the end of the week. I don't have to work on the truck.
I mean, you know, that's what I tell everybody is like, I don't go, you know, I do like all the other truck drivers. I mumble everything under my breath, but then I just remember, I was like, you know what, it's like one of those things where I show up to work and I don't really work that hard and I get paid really, really good. So it's like, you know what?
Ed, listen to me. Listen, Linda.
Listen.
I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, man. I'll sell you a truck and two trailers, man.
And I'll sell you a driver to go with it.
Uh-oh.
No, you won't.
Mm.
No.
It sounded good.
No, because he owns a pistol. And it wouldn't be me to be shooting. He'd be shooting himself in about a week because I ain't going around anymore.
Telling you.
Oh. Yep.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know I'm getting tired of hearing about convoys. I'm getting tired of hearing about protests. I'm getting tired of hearing about slow rolls and shutdowns and everybody whining and crying about, well, I'm doing okay. They're full of shit. There ain't nobody out here setting the world on fire. I don't give a damn who they're driving for or what they're hauling.
Right.
There ain't nobody doing it. And when my company... You know, which I named them, and I don't give a damn if they like it. They can listen. They can YouTube it. They can do whatever they want to. But when they come up and tell you it's a broker's market right now, the brokers get, yes, they are. But if you're taking them loans and signing them confirmation sheets, then you are part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I told my dispatcher. I said, you are part of the problem, not the solution. You can't blame the broker. If I was a broker and I could get $5,000 for a load and I can get you to haul it for $1,500, you're damn right I'm going to do it. So, you know, just like that run load Robbie had, You know, they had that for, what, 5,200, Robbie. Then he got him up to, you know, they kept saying, oh, that's all we got in it. That's all we got in it. We can't get no more than that. That's all we got in it. The loot kept sitting there. Well, eventually it come up to 5,500. Now, Robbie said, wait a minute. I let
this load sit there 28 hours. And then I finally took it. I'm like, screw this. I want to go home. But, I could have probably tried to get more out of them. But even when I was at Greg and Tiff's, how many times was I on the phone bickering back and forth on brokers? And they don't want to pay. Well, if you want a truck, you got to pay for to have the truck there. But I was bickering back and forth on loads. You know, I know what I need to make a profit. And hauling for something for $1.50 a mile, $2 a mile, not going to happen. You don't make no money on it. I got to have at least, for me to break even, I got to have $2.50 a mile or better. And if I'm hauling something for $3 a mile, I'm making 50 cents a mile. I might as well just go work for Swift. I'll make 50 cents a mile over there.
Yeah, well,
and then I don't have to worry about a truck.
With fuel upwards on the upside of $5, almost $6 a gallon, you're right at a dollar. It's costing you right at a dollar a mile for fuel.
Right.
It's costing me a dollar a mile for fuel.
I put $500 in this truck and I run 500 miles, give or take, the other end, if I fill this thing back up, it takes $500 to fill it back up, about 5 to 6. You know, and I know, you know, I mean, this truck, you know, I know I'm using that for a rough figure, but my truck gets right around six, usually six and a half, depending on how much weight I got. You know, I can get up almost seven sometimes if I'm light. But there ain't even these new trucks out here anymore. If you check the fuel mileage on that one, the favorites, what kind of fuel mileage you get on that?
Well, you know what? I need to sit down and
never
put attention to it. Well, the computer says it's getting almost 9, between 8.7 and 8.8.
I wouldn't believe that.
It might be, Robbie, because he's got half a truck. He's got half a truck.
Yep.
He's got an empty trailer most of the time,
yep.
Suburban.
Yeah, exactly.
You do have a point. You drive a day cab. Yeah, that's half the weight that we're hauling around just empty.
I'm even with the trailer, 40,000 pounds
just being empty.
Yeah, even with
the
trailers loaded,
the Volvos,
it ain't that heavy.
The new name for Volvo is Suburban. Don't forget it.
Gotcha. Okay. Note that in.
Hopefully you drive a Freightliner, Ed.
Suburban. No, it's a Volvo. Yeah. You need to get
your turbine on.
Well, I was driving a Freightliner, and then one of the drivers broke the seats, the air ride seat. So I said, well, get that fixed. And they can't get it fixed. So it's just sitting there. And then some other driver drove it.
They can't get another seat for it?
Well, all it is an airline to replace the airline that's got the air ride. That's what they did. They pinched the hose for the air.
Camel saddle in there.
But
what do you need air in a seat for? You didn't do that, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They didn't have air ride.
It didn't have AC either. Go do that. Go run without AC. What do you call?
You're on high class if you had a heater.
I know.
You're
delusional. But what do you call?
I don't run out air conditioning anymore. I told Tiff back when we got our first truck at Red FLD, I run it 1 year with no air conditioning summer. And the heat, the winter time, you went down the road. I shit you not, I can prove it by Tiff. She's on there yet. We went down.
Yeah.
She went to Chicago with me one night in the winter time, and it was colder than hell out. And we was going down the road, and the buttons on the interior, in that button tug interior, the buttons had ice on them up above their heads. And she was taking a credit card, scraping the ice off the inside of the windows on the driver's side, the passenger side, so you can see out of the mirror. Yeah, there will be no more of them days.
Yeah.
No heat, no work heat. No air conditioning, no work heat. That's the way it is. Air conditioning quits, I go home. Heat quits, I go home.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. No, this truck's the same way. The air, it's like the air ride. And then some other driver drove it, and then they hit a tree or ran over some you know how you hit a tree going by it, and I guess it whipped back and or something happened. I don't know, but the back window broke. So and then it's got no back window, and they got and so they got to get it fixed.
I'll put a piece of cardboard up and let it ride.
Well,
Ed, you know what breaks the back windows out of them day cabs? I've noticed it a lot. Seriously, in all honesty.
Yes.
There was a guy when I was on with Universal. He bought a new Freightliner, Cascadia, and it was a day cab because he pulled flatbed local, you know, so he didn't go nowhere. He was home every night. He bought that truck, didn't have it a week, and shattered the back window in it.
Yeah.
I asked him. I said, how the hell did you break that window? He said, a rock.
Yeah.
A rock flew out of his drive tires and come up between the trailer and the truck and smashed the back window out of that truck. That rock hit right behind his head.
Yeah. And see it's so funny to me because the Freightliners, they have the fifth wheel set so far back, so the mud flaps, the splash guards that are supposed to protect it, they don't do anything because they're so far forward. And there's a big gap, but the Volvos don't have that problem. The Volvo has the splash guard even with the trailer, so those back tires are not exposed to that back window like that. You're right. I mean, you see it all the time.
Did you ever think maybe it's because Volvo won't run fast enough to throw water and rocks or shit up that high?
I don't know, man. That Volvo moves pretty good. You know the big thing about the Volvo. You know they call it Freight Shaker for a reason. And I tell you what, in those day cabs. Freight Shaker is an understatement. I mean, that sucker bounces on that day cab. That Freightliner day cab bounces all over the place.
Rides like a limousine now, man, compared to what it did.
Well, yeah, you got that air ride steer axle, right?
Yeah, since me and Robbie put them airbags on that steer axle last week when he was up, he put the bags in it, took one of the leafs out of it, put them airbags in there, and he plumbed it up. He run the airline for it. We hooked that. Oh, man, that thing, I'm telling you what. And what a world of difference. But, man, it's weird getting used to because when you go to take off now, if you get too heavy on the clutch, this thing's like a jackrabbit, man. It jumps straight up. I mean, the front, the rear end, the front end, both. Both of them bounce. It bounces up. It looks like you're taking off in a boat. It just wobbles around like, I don't know. But it's nice. It's nice. But, you know, I don't know. But I'm on my way to Savannah, Rinkin, Georgia. I got to be down there tomorrow, Saturday. They pissed me off. I told him, he said, well, you're going to be down there tomorrow. You're going to be down there tomorrow. I'm going to start so I can start looking for you something. I said, don't even bother. I said, because I ain't going to be there till Saturday. Well, I figured that you'd be down there. I said, no, not as cheap as these rates is. I said, I ain't going to be down there tomorrow. I said, I'm going to stop, do my laundry. I said, I'm going to live like a person. I'm going to be like a truck driver this week. I ain't getting excited. So I'll be down there Saturday morning. That's what Tip was just saying. Y'all, if I'd have had produce vents in the trailer, she had, but there was a load down there. I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to get them put in here now.
Right.
But either or, it don't matter. But yeah, I don't want to hear about no more protests. I don't want to hear, like I said, I don't want to hear protests. I don't want to hear convoys. I don't want to hear none of that no more. I'm done.
The guys that want to protest, they just need to park the truck and turn the key off.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's the only way you're going to fix it.
Yeah, and don't say you're going to do it on Wednesday or do it on Monday. Do it now. Just, I mean, because when you plan for it, they plan for it.
You know, what kills me, what really pisses me off, everybody out here, well, not everybody, but I'll say the biggest majority of them, somewhere along the line, everybody shuts down for 34 hours to reset. Take a reset.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Why don't everybody just shut down at the same time? 34 hours. Just shut the freaking trucks off for 34 hours. Everybody shut down at the same time. I don't care how many hours you got. Say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to reset our clocks right now. Everybody's going to shut down for it. Can you imagine what these highways would look like? Just 34 hours without looking out there and never see a truck moving on the highway. You remember after 9/11 when they hit the? You remember what the skies looked like with no airplanes in the air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
what, wasn't an airplane flying nowhere. They had everything grounded. What did the sky look like? They pulled the radar up for the planes. There wasn't a plane to be found anywhere over the U.S.
Right.
Nowhere. Not a plane, nowhere. Now, what would the highways look like, Dad, if you didn't have a truck out here? I mean, let's call it what it is. If you looked out and there wasn't a truck moving, everywhere you looked, trucks were sitting there. Wasn't no trucks. People going to get pissed. Oh, the public will get mad. Who gives a shit? During that pandemic, they was all about us. Oh, we was their heroes. And these companies out there, they're going to save the world. We got to be out there. They got to have their shit paper. They got to have their food. Okay, great. I said, but once they get everything back up again and going again, you're going to be a no-good piece of shit, just like we was before. They're going to be back to flipping you off, cutting you off.
Yep.
Doing whatever they're doing. But you know, same way when there's a catastrophe. You know, a hurricane, a tornado, a flood, whatever. The trucks are, we got to help these poor people. What are these poor people doing for us? They don't do nothing for us but make our freaking life miserable. All right, so you sometimes you have to hit them where it hurts.
Yep.
I know it's going to hurt a lot of people. They say, well, you can't hold medical supplies back because there's people that, I understand that, but you can't let medical supplies run and shut everything else down because you got these jackasses out there that'll say they got food and they got, or medical, and they got, they're running everything else. You got to shut it all down. And
well, that's,
in 3 days,
that's
not going to kill them.
Well, that's the whole thing is that, I mean, you saw it with the whole defund the police. Where
right.
What do you call police officers now are retiring, or they're not becoming police officers, or they're quitting, or they're doing something else other than being a police officer. And you can tell them, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, we need you as cops. You have to step up and do the right thing. No.
Yeah, but
no, not when
they step
when,
up
not
to do the right thing, they get scrutinized for it.
Yeah, or they get shot, or they go to jail. What do you call truck drivers?
Right.
You're the same way. Okay, if you say, well, you know what, I need to step up and do the right thing, and I have to haul the freight because, like you're saying, medical supplies got to get moved, and people need the medical supplies and all that. He goes, well, but then you're going to be the one. Okay, the people that are sitting at home with their medical supplies, they're fine. Now you're hurt, and now who's going to help you? Nobody's going to do that for you.
I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen a sign down there on Tennessee on 40, I think it is. I'm not for sure. I think it's down there on 40 in Tennessee. When you leave Nashville, starting west or east on 40, there's a big billboard down there wanting correction officers. No experience needed. Correction officers, no experience needed. We'll train, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And what they're paying is like, are you serious?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking it's crazy.
Billboards here hiring cops here in Corpus Christi, and they got billboards everywhere. And I look at the starting pay, and I'm like, you ain't getting me over there. I don't know who is going to start.
Michigan, same way. Michigan, looking for State Highway Patrol up there in Michigan.
Yeah.
Because they can't. I'm thinking, really? You know, man, you can't make this up.
Right.
You cannot make this stuff up.
I'm done, too. I got to get to work.
Yep, you got to go to work.
I'm about done for work.
Yeah, well. That's been a long time coming.
I've been trying to get over here for about a week and a half.
I know. You've been a long time trying to get home. So, I know.
My son's birthday party. It is one thing that I don't like about driving a truck is you miss a lot at home.
Oh, yeah, real quick. You know what? You know what my terminal manager at our terminal told Tiff today?
Yeah.
When she starts dispatching, any problems that she's got on Saturday, try not to load any trucks on Saturday, because if she has a problem and she has to get a hold of one of them, they really would rather not be bothered on the weekend with it, you know, for doing that, because they try to keep the weekends as their personal family time. So if the trucks are out here running, forget the trucks out here on the weekend that's trying to work and make money, because they want to be left alone. The terminal managers and dispatchers and the people in the office don't like to be bothered on the weekend because that's your personal family time.
That's
kiss
I always
my
say,
ass, you bastard.
Yeah, I always say to people that want, like, you know, I mean, you need to be in the business of weekends off. There's no weekends off in trucking. So if you're not willing to work when the work needs to be done, then trucking is not for you. I tell people that all the
time.
No.
Just like dispatch and them office, these trucking companies said, that's bullshit. Personal
oh, yeah.
family time. What about us? What about the guys that's out here? They want
exactly.
you to stay out here for 2 or 3 weeks all the time, but they go home every night. They got personal family time every effing night. They're
yeah.
at home with their families every night.
Yep.
They do their shift and they're in that office and they go home. On the weekends, they're home all weekend. Now, you want to talk about personal family time? What about our personal family time? We've all got families that we like to spend time with. But, you know, we sacrifice the time with our family so we go out here and work. And we're out here through the week, and then on the weekend, they got nerve enough to say, well, are you running this weekend? Well, what the hell you think? I'm 500, 600 miles away from home. What do you think I'm going to do this weekend?
Yeah.
Sit here and twiddle my thumbs? Yeah. So to hell with them, you know, to hell with their personal yeah. family time. So I made up my mind, don't ask me to work no more weekends. And I would tell dispatch tomorrow when I talk to him, don't ask me to work any more weekends. This last weekend that I'm going to be out here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to start going home on the weekends because I don't want the weekends interfering with my personal family time. And I'm going to say, if you got a problem with that, ask Chuck what that's about. Chuck will tell you, the terminal
yeah.
manager. Because that's a comment that he made yesterday that got back to me. They don't
yeah.
like to be bothered on the weekends because that's their personal family time. Yeah, okay. That's the kind of horse shit that these companies is doing. So any company that says that they're for the drivers, go blow smoke up somebody else's ass. With that being said, close out, Ed. Have a nice evening. Enjoy your time at work. Drive fast. Be safe. And I'll talk to you guys later. Robbie, enjoy your time with your family and your wife at home. And I'll talk to you
yeah,
later.
All righty. You guys have a good night, too.
Yep, good deal. Right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, Ed.
All right, now, good deal.
Right. Bye.
So there you go. Yep, that's going to wrap it up. It's going to be that's Thursday in the books. Like I said, you give us a holler here at 515-602-9731. Every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, let me get over to boom, boom. There you go. You can check it out. Like I said, that's Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're also on YouTube Live during that time, so you can go check us out there. Appreciate everybody listening along and calling in and everything. We talk about news and what's going on in trucking. Like I said, the name of the show is All Things Trucking and Then Some. Appreciate everybody's support. So don't forget to go check out the truck show. That's a Trucker Jamboree. That's tonight and tomorrow there in Walcott, Iowa. And we got some redneck and nice folks. You know, give them a shout when you see them walking around and let them know you're a big fan of redneck and nice. We really appreciate all your support. One of the great sponsors I like to be able to send a shout out to, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. That is Load to Ride Transportation. And you can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. So until we'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m., like I said, 515-602-9731, and check things out. So here, until next time, y'all stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.